Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Well, it's been 7 months since the New England Patriots came up short against the Giants in Super Bowl 46. The fourth quarter loss shocked Patriots fans who were hoping to see the team pick up its fourth championship in 10 years. But that's all in the past now. The New England Patriots season is about to get underway this weekend when they take on the Tennessee Titans this Sunday afternoon in Nashville. Joining us on the line now with a preview of the season is Mike Reese, reporter for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So, Mike, is this year's team as good as the one that went to the Super Bowl last year?
It's so hard to tell, Steve. I mean, there are a lot of changes for this team. A younger Patriots team, one of the youngest in Bill Belichick's 13 years as head coach. I think when you look at the league in general, you always say if you have a top head coach and a top quarterback, you have a chance. And so the Patriots still have that chance with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, two of the best in the league.
Now, defense has been a concern for the Patriots over the past few years, but with the addition of a few rookies, has it improved?
They are positioned to improve. Of course, they'll have to go prove that out on the field, Steve. I think you look at some of the numbers from last year, they ranked 31st in the NFL in terms of yards allowed last year, and then they were 15th in points allowed. So a little bit of a contrast there where they gave up a lot of yards, but when it came time to hold the opponent from getting in the end zone, they had some success. They want to sort of eliminate the first part of that equation and say, hey, we're not going to give you all those yards. And Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower, their two first-round draft choices, look like promising prospects. It should help them do that.
On the offensive side, of course, the Patriots still led by quarterback Tom Brady. He's 35 years old now. Is he showing any signs of slowing down yet?
None whatsoever. You watch him and he has the passion and energy of a 21-year-old rookie. And you can just tell he hasn't taken anything for granted.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's only one backup for Brady, though. If anything happens to him, is that a big concern?
Well, this is like going through your life without a life insurance policy in some ways. And the Patriots are rolling the dice a little bit with just one backup to Tom Brady. And also, they could have added another player on their practice squad, which doesn't actually count on the roster, but they haven't even done that.
Now, the Patriots rely heavily on tight ends Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski. Gronkowski set an NFL record for touchdowns by a tight end last year. Is that the major strength for the offense?
I would say that is probably the second major strength. I think the first strength is Tom Brady because he makes everything go. You say, okay, who are the players that Brady might be throwing to? It would be Gronkowski and Hernandez.
Another concern is the Patriots' offensive line, especially with the retirement of guard Matt Light. How big a concern is that?
Probably the biggest concern, based on what we saw in the preseason, Tom Brady taking a couple of big hits. There is naturally concern there. You have a second-year player, Nate Solder, filling in for Matt Light at left tackle. That's the blindside protector. And I think with that and then some other changes along the line, that's certainly an area to watch.
Time to put you on the spot here a little bit, Mike. Lots of folks are picking the Patriots to return to the Super Bowl this year. What are their chances?
Well, I think they have a great chance to do so because if you split the NFL right down the middle, 16 teams in the American Football Conference, 16 teams in the National Football Conference, the Patriots on that AFC side, and it's a weaker side. So I think between them, maybe the Baltimore Ravens, the Houston Texans, possibly Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos, there's not as many contenders. I think if they were on the other side, they might be some longer odds.
Okay, thank you very much. Mike Reese, reporter for ESPNBoston.com.
Thanks, Steve.